Okay, we continue in the Tanya. We're on the very top of page Tov, Reish, Samach, Beis, Perek, Mem, Vav. We're discussing the overall idea of loving Hashem like the water that reflects back what is shown in the water, and the Tanya's Chiddush, or insight, that this is a natural thing that must happen. The water doesn't have any free will choice but to reflect. Similarly, the message of King Solomon was, if someone smiles at you, that will automatically create a smile. And how we should be able to sense that smile, that Hashem smiles to us. And the analogy of the king taking someone out of the garbage dump and helping them with everything they need. So that person certainly would feel a tremendous love to the king. And certainly Hashem does that to us in even greater fashions. And then we discussed the idea of the connection of hugging and kissing, learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. And we said that's the idea of, and the last thing he talked about was explaining when we make a bracha before a mitzvah, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav. The first shot was like a person's mekadesh, a woman, that she is designated to him totally, and they cleave together. So that's what happens from kiddushim. So all the more so that happens, a unity between man and Hashem when we learn Torah and do mitzvahs. That's the hugging and the kissing. And then we said the second aspect of kiddushanu is to be separated. And we say that when a person is, Hashem sanctifies us and he separates us, we reach levels higher than the malachim. We reach Hashem's realm because these mitzvahs are the manifestation of Hashem's will, as Hashem gave himself over in the Torah. And therefore, you, so to speak, are connecting to a higher realm that's beyond all high realms that exist. And that was the two interpretations of kiddushanu. So with this in mind, we continue on Tov Reish Samach Beis. The commentary says, V'hez Barenin, and the explanation of this concept is, move when it's understood, Mechibur Beizai Perushim, when you connect the two interpretations, Shiniz Baru Kan BeKiddushanu, that we've explained here with the word kiddushanu. Meperisha Echad, from the first interpretation, Nimsa comes out, Kesha Adam Mekayim Mitzvah, when a person does a mitzvah, now we understand what the bracha means, so that's telling us what the mitzvah does. So a person does it, Hare Ein Zerak Shemekayim, it's not that you only do a mitzvah, Elo Shemis Achet Ima Aloka Sheba Mitzvah, you unify with the divine in that mitzvah. There's a divine aspect to that mitzvah, so you're connecting with the divine. Pirsha Beis, from the second interpretation, Nimtza Shedargas Halokish Mitzvah, the level of that divine in that mitzvah, he could do Shoshashal Kodesh Shurach Rubiyasu, it's the holiness of Hashem himself. Imken comes out. This is what the Tanya is going to say. Kishimekai Mitzvah, when you do a mitzvah, Nasis, what do you do? Nasa Miyuchad, you become unified in Bechinas Kodesh Ha'elyon Shem Mitzvah with the aspect of the supernal holiness of the mitzvah. A. And B, umis ala, and you elevate, umis kadesh b'dargazu, and you become sanctified on that level. V'zem shemavar, and this is what the Tanya now is going to say. Ki al yedei yichud ha-nefesh v'iskala lusa b'or ein sof baruch hu, that by the your soul becomes unified and incorporated in the infinite light of Hashem. Harehi b'malas, you're on that level, umadregis kedushas ein sof, you're on that level of the infinite holiness, Baruch Hu Mamash. Miachash Misyacheres Miskalelis Ba Yisparach Vahaya Lachay Mamash. As after you now are unified and incorporated in HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be one Mamash. Vizesh HaKosov, and this is what the Pasuk means in Sefer Kedoshim, Parshas Kedoshim. It says, Vihiyisem Li Kedoshim. You will be holy to me. Why? Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem, for I am holy. And I will separate you from the nations to be me. Or it says in Parsha Shlach, in the midst of Tzitzis, you will do all my mitzvahs. You will be holy to your God. I am the Lord, your God. Perish, what does this mean? When we do mitzvahs, Hareini Eloka Shalachem, I am your God, Kamo Eloke Avram, Ke Yitzchok Yaakov, just like Hashem's name is attached to the Avos. Shnikar Kain, why is Hashem called the God of Avram? The patriarchs were an aspect of the chariot of Hashem, Yisbarach. Ubetalim, and they nullified the Nichlon Be'or and were incorporated into his light. V'kocha, and similarly, Ubechol Nevesh Mi'Yisrael B'Shas Eisek HaTorah Mitzvahs. When a Jew is involved in learning Torah Mitzvahs, Hashem becomes your God as you are incorporated in in Hashem's reality. That's what the Tanya says. Now we'll see the commentary. V'yisam li kadoshim, he's quoting the pasuk, ki kodesh ani Hashem, v'avdil haskim in amim liosli. What does this mean? Commentary explains, Harei, sh'al yidei ha-mitzvahs, by doing the mitzvah, na'aseh ha'odom kadosh. Person becomes kadosh. On what levels? On what levels? U'bedarkas ha-kedusha shel, it's the level of what kedusha shel, kadosh ani Hashem. For I am holy. And similarly, v'chein, v'asisem es kol mitzvah, so'avisem kadosh l'uchani Hashem alokeichem. Okay. Ha'odom atzvah na'aseh kadosh. The person himself becomes a holy person. And this level of kedoshim lelokechem, holy to your God, hainu elokashochem, I am your Lord. That's the same idea. Because you could say, wait a minute, isn't God God of the whole world? Hashem is the God of the whole world. So what do you mean the God of Avram? He's called that mishum she'itom hisyached. Hashem is unifying with you. Because patriarchs were like a chariot, we're nullified to Hashem. And that's the way it is with every Jewish soul. When we're engaged in learning Torah mitzvahs. Hashem becomes your God the same way of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Meaning to say that Hashem unifies with us, and we're connected totally with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, now, there's two interesting footnotes. Footnote number Yud in the Beurim says it's still, even though we're like this category of the God of Avraham Yitzchak, but the Beurim in Yud says, Ela but she'etzel of us by the patriarchs, Hoysa b'chino madrigasu kol yimeihem. This aspect, Elokei Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov, they lived that way their entire lives. There wasn't a second where they were disconnected. Ubenageya, and also Lechol Avraham, each and every limb of their bodies, totally connected. As we learned earlier in the 23rd, 34th, and 39th chapter. How about for us? The best we can hope for is Ve'etzol Kol Adam, but by the rest of us, Hurak Bishazu, only at the time Shemakai Mitzvah, when we do the mitzvah, then we become attached. Ubenegeya lekoach nafsha haprati, and relating to that specific aspect of the soul, hamislabesh basizmuzo, that's enclosed in that mitzvah. In other words, you do a certain mitzvah, certain body parts are involved in it, not everything, and therefore that aspect is connected. So that we're still a far cry from the patriarchs in that aspect.
So how would we understand?
Time we connect to Hashem when we do a mitzvah. There are no other times we can connect to Hashem.
Well, you could, but it needs more avoda. It needs more avoda. You can connect at other times. Listen, if you're always doing mitzvahs, the patriarchs lived in a constant state of connected to God. That's a challenge.
So that's what was my question about how about the constant mitzvahs that we're meant to do?
Well, you have to be constantly aware of them. Right. That's only certain aspects of the person will be connected if the person is constantly aware.
But God is a constant mitzvah.
But you got to live in that reality. You got to be thinking that way and living that way. Are we doing that?
I guess that's what the patriarchs did.
They were totally in that. Now, there's another footnote. Footnote Gimel in the Pnimim. The Tanya brought two psukim, one in Parshas Kedoshim and one in Parshas Shlach. He says, "Base psukim shemevi rabbeinu." The two psukim that the Tanya brings, heim behetam, they correspond lebeis apirushim to the two explanations that he said of Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvah sava. Right? We said there's two meanings to Asher Kiddushanu, and they're both reflected in these two psukim. Shadgasha Bafarish Arishon, the stress of the first commentary, the emphasis of the first commentary is Alayichud is on the unification. So when a man is Makadish his wife to be totally unified with him, that's the first one. Vadgasha Bafarish Hashani, and the emphasis of the second commentary, Hula Eza Darga Misal, to what level you reach, which is Kedusha Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, so the level of Hashem, which is beyond. So therefore, we look at the two psukim. These two psukim reflect these two explanations of that what happens to us when we do mitzvahs. The pasuk reads the first pasuk mud gush. It emphasizes the inyan according to the second comment. Shai kedusha kedusha gush baruch vaso. You're reaching the kedusha of Hashem because it says ki kadosh ani Hashem, because I am holy. You're holy because I am holy. Achein mud gush kol kach ayukad shol ayichudi veakadosh baruch hu. But it doesn't stress so much the connection of the Jew and Hashem. Ki v'yisam li kedoshim. When it says li kedoshim, ein a kasav ki inyan echad im kadosh ani Hashem. It's not written as one aspect of for I am holy. V'yachas barsh, and he could explain it incorrectly. Bishvili, for my sake, olishmi. V'imken kedoshim. So therefore, the word kedoshim here ein a milashim kedusha ishal ba. It's not an expression of a woman getting married to her husband. To tell us, you get to a level of Kedusha. V'yisam li Kedusha means, you know, you can reach a level of Kedusha for me because I am holy. You can reach my levels. But the second pasuk is, so the first one's telling us the level that we reach. The level that we reach. And I separate you from the nations, that you're reaching a very high level of Kedusha. You will be a Kadosh. You'll be on that level. But the second pasuk, the pasuk is Halashanu v'yisem kedoshim leilokeichem. You will be sanctified to your God. There's a connection there. First pasuk says you will be holy, period, because I am holy. Okay, that doesn't mean you're connected to God's holiness. The second pasuk says you'll be kedoshim leilokeichem. You'll be holy to your God, and that's what the Rebbe concluded. When you do the mitzvahs, I am the God with you. That's what it means. Like Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. As a result of that, then comes the union of Kedusha, V'yisem Kedoshim. Then you will be Kadosh because you will be connected with me. When a man marries a woman, Shemakadosh Osa Elov, he betroths her to him. And that's the connection I have. So that's how the Pesukim explain these two ideas. So when we do the mitzvah, we become totally unified with Hashem, and we also reach those levels of where Hashem is. Moving on to the next page. Tav Resh Samach Gimel. Ulechein, therefore. Now you're going to understand another thing. Chivu Chazal Lakum V'lamod Mipnei Kol Oisek B'mitzvah. The rabbis obliged us to get up and stand before anyone who's engaged in a mitzvah, af im hu boor va'am haaretz, even if he's a boor and an ignoramus. Why? Because what are you getting up for? You're getting up for the one who's connected to Hashem and Hashem's presence. If you're connected to Hashem, it means Hashem's there. V'hainu, that means mipnei Hashem hashochein. For the Hashem that rests, umislabesh, and is enclosed, b'nashu b'shozo, in that person's soul at this time. Rak she'ein, nashu b'shozo. The only thing is, the soul doesn't feel it. But it's there. So, first of all,
so what do we mean
one second. There's lots to comment here. First, the regular commentary. Lo zubul v'achor Hashem shochen sham b'mechinis makiv. Not only is the light of Hashem resting there, in the aspect of makiv, surrounding Elohim's labesh, he's enclosed, bipinimioso, in the inner essence of the person. As we explained earlier, sha'adam is kadesh, umis yachid, umis brach, Hashem, a person is unified with Hashem. Zebavadim nesha ha'ara, he bipinimus, therefore the illumination is internally, inside the person. Rakshay nafshem are gesor, but the soul can't feel it. Ach ein zeno gei lasamim, but that doesn't change the reality. The truth is, Hashem is resting inside the person. That's what's happening. you are reaching that level if you realize it or not. Now, there's another footnote at the very bottom. What does it mean? It says in 19, you have to stand before some of the mitzvah. Perish. Be'ez sh'be'isko b'mitzvah. At a time when the person does the mitzvah, k'nir ha'kavona, the kavona means, as it says in Maseches Bikurim, all workers would get up before them. Okay, there's a whole bunch of sources he brings to that. Okay, so obviously, what about the person himself? What about the person himself? Shouldn't he be standing? Shouldn't he be standing? That's why usually, almost all the time, you stand when you make a bracha. Almost all the time, except where the standing would be contrary. For example, like when you're benching, well, you're eating at a table, so you were at a table, and you have to bench where you ate, so you ate at the table, you didn't stand when you ate.
It's a custom. Some people, to the bracha, they sit down.
But there's other rules. Let's say you want to be motzi someone, then there has to be, you have to be together. So how are you together? By sitting down. But if you know, but you make a bracha on lulav and esrog, you make it standing up. Bracha on talis and tefillin.
Why does farting make it?
I don't know. You have to ask them.
Do you know what my question is?
I know tefillin.
Yeah.
I don't know, but most brachos are said standing up unless you're eating. Well, you're eating. The whole point of eating is to be sitting down, right? But the idea is when a person is engaged in a mitzvah, Sefer Torah goes by, you get up.
Yeah.
So a person who's learning, is doing a mitzvah from the Torah that Hashem has told us to do, so the Shekhinah is by the person there, is radiating at that time. So therefore, you should be standing because there is a great reality that's occurring. Although we may not be feeling that. Okay, so that's interesting. I'd have to look up some of these sources over there, but... it seems that that's a significant thing. Now, why is it that we don't feel it? That's the next point. Vasiba lakashe na margishi. Why don't we feel it? So the Tanya says right away, mipnei mesach hachomer, because of the curtain of physicality, hagufani, shaloni schache, that has not been purified, umachshich ene hanefesh, and it makes dark the eyes of the soul, Miros Maras Elohim, to see visions of divine. Kamo the Ovis, like the patriarchs who were able to. Ukiyoitzabahem, Shiro Olam Bechem, they saw their world in their lifetimes. Okay, this has a lot to do with the whole topic of Amunah that we're going to continue to talk about in the Shabbos morning class. Hiskalus Alokus, the revelation of Hashem, who be Ikar Elam, really primarily is in the next world. That's when we don't have any physical barriers and you can really, Hashem's godliness is revealed to us. Ki ha'olam hazeh hugashmi, but this world is physical. V'achomer hagashmi, that physicalness, who master alakus, it hides the divine. Masha'en ki ineis olavus, which is not the case by the patriarchs, she'timam ha'kodesh baruch hu, me'enom v'Hashem gave him the taste of the world to come, as the Gemaras tell us. Haya haguf mezukach v'lo hisur. The body was purified and did not conceal. V'chein meitzal tzadikim lidom shechol davar. And that's how it is with tzadikim of every generation. Shiro olam v'chayim. They saw their world in their lifetimes, and that was the blessing the rabbis would give each other. When a rabbi, the Talmud, son of the rabbi, the bracha was not zay gezunt, but olamecha tira b'chayecha. You should see your world to come b'chayecha in your lifetime here. And that's what it meant, that Avram and Yitzchak were blessed. Bakol, mikol, kol. Avram, Hashem berechas Avram, bakol. He blessed them with everything. And the same ideas, Yaakov said, yeshli, kol. And the same thing by Yitzchak. What's everything? Everything is, you have Hashem. You are sensing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The patriarchs sensed it in their lives. They were able to purify their bodies, and they totally understood that their bodies were nothing more than a veil. And they didn't treat it more than that. It's a utensil. It's a piece of furniture. It wasn't who they were. When you think your body is who you are, that creates the covering. Continues the commentary.
So is that sort of the, when they died, it's like a hair out of milk, that there was not much.
Yes, yes. Umikal Makom. Also, still in all, Af Shar Gosh Belokos Shinim Shavadei Kiyumitzus Hu Rak Betzidik Gedolim. Even though this sense of divinity is drawn forth by doing mitzvahs, is only sensed by great tzaddikim. But of all etzam inyan, but the essential reality is who afilu b'bor ramaritz. Even a boor or an ignorant person, don't tell me that Hashem isn't there. Hashem shoychem mislabish v'nafsho be'ez kima mitzvah rak she'er markish. Hashem is there, he's enclosed, but we just don't feel it. V'zeh she'omar osof. This is what Asaf said in Tehillim, Beruach HaKodesh, with Ruach HaKodesh, Ba'ad Kol Knesset Shol Shebegol, when it talks about Knesset Shol, who are in the Golos. And Va'ani Ba'ar V'loida, I am a fool and I don't know. Bahamas Ha'is Imcha, I'm like an animal. Va'ani Tamid Imcha, and I am always with you. I was always like a behemoth with you, and I am always with you. What does that mean? All right, let's see the commentary. Explains what those words mean. Tafrei Samachdal. Dvar shel Asaf einam benogel adoro. The words of Asaf do not pertain to our generation. Shehoyah bizman habayis. Was times of the Beis HaMikdash. I'm sorry. It's not nogeya his generation, because he was in the times of Beis HaMikdash. Einam benogel adoro shel ha'achrei zeh. Was nogeya the generations afterwards. Shebizman ha'golos, because in the time of the golos, Sha'elam, the hiddenness, via Hester Godel Harbe, the hiddenness is so great. Yoser Mizman Habayis, much more than the times of Beis HaMikdash, was a Gam Chomer Haguf Master Yoser. Therefore, the physicality covers up more. Afal Pikein, Gam Oz, still in all, Yesh no Yichud, there still is a Yichud. So now the Tanya is going to explain what these words meant. Vani Bar Veloyeda. Behemos hayisi imach va'ani tamid imchav. What do these words mean? Maybe give me one of those tehillim, those small tehillims. We'll just, you know, it is on the bottom there, in the middle section. No, middle section. Oh, they put them there now. One of them, yeah. Let's look at the simple translation. It's Tehillim 73. 73, 22, and 23. It's on page 201. Okay, this was a psalm to Asaf. It was supposed to be lost. Oh, no, it's 7.
It's a long one, eh?
Mizmor la'asaf. Right? So, va'ani bar, and I was senseless. Velo eda, and unknowing, kibehemos, like mindless beasts, hoyisi imach, was I with you? Okay? But still he says, right? Then the next person, vani tamid imach, still I was always with you. Achas tabiyad yamini. 201. 201, right at the top.
Okay.
Right? But I always was with you. Achasta b'yad yamini, you grasped my right hand. All right? So the question is, what was he senseless about? What was he unknowing? Like an animal, I was with you. I was like you with Hashem, like an animal. But I always was with you. And you were grabbing onto my right hand. So now the Tanya is going to explain what this means. So let's see the next words of the Tanya. Klomar, meaning to say, even though I was like an animal, when I was with you, then I didn't know, and I couldn't feel benafshi with my soul, this unity, I didn't feel it, that a fear should come over it, right? What should be happening? If I'm mamish sensing Hashem, I should be overwhelmed with a pachad. And then overwhelmed with a great love, Ava Rabba Bitanugim, O Karish Beyesh, or like fiery coals, Kamina Satsadigam, like Sadigam Shizkach, that they purified their physicality. We could note, as we know, Shadas, who, what does Das mean? What does Das mean? It says, I did not know. Hulash and Har Gush is nervous. It's a feeling in the soul. Fukol Chesing Vura, that includes Chesing Vura, right? Even though I didn't feel all that, now he's, there's a long way to go. I'm just going to skip all the commentaries so I get to the next line of the top, to the Tanya, to hear what he's saying. So in other words, even though I was like an animal, I didn't sense in my soul this unit. I couldn't feel what was going on in my soul. I didn't reach these levels, because if I did sense it, I would be overwhelmed with fear and love and all these amazing things. I don't sense. It's not a reality. Still, I'm skipping all the commentary just to say the whole idea of the Tanya over here. Afal Pikein, still in all, he still said, Vani Tamidimcha, but I'm always with you. What's that mean? Ke'en achomer monea yichud ha-nefesh borein sof. Because the physicality that makes me unaware does not prevent the unity to occur. Or for the soul to connect, Borein Sof Baruch Hu, Hamamalek Olam, to connect with the infinite light that fills all worlds. As the pasuk says, Gam Choshech Lo Yachshech Mimcha, even the darkness doesn't make dark from you. That's what the pasuk is saying. Even though that's what Asaf is saying about the future generations in the Golos. That even though when I do a mitzvah, I don't feel anything. But I still know that I'm always with you. I am with you, although I don't know that I'm with you. That's what he's starting off. Ani bar v'lo yeda. I am senseless and unknowing. In other words, I don't have that sense that I feel closeness to you, even when I'm doing mitzvahs. I'm like a behemoth who doesn't sense anything. But still in all, the reality is if I sense it or not, still, I'm always with you. You grasp me by the right hand. I don't feel you grasping me. But it's there. And this is what he's saying of the Jew. And this is a prophecy of the Jew in the Golos. That's the Jew in the Golos. This is what we're mourning for. The mourning of the destruction of the temple in these 3 weeks is that we don't feel this at all. You don't feel when doing a mitzvah, you don't feel anything. And that's the worst thing of all. You don't see your world in your lifetime. And why is that? Obviously, because the physicality is the barrier. The physicality is strong. And that's what's creating that barrier. And we are focused on the physical things, and that just makes the barrier stronger and stronger and stronger. And therefore, we don't sense this closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Beis HaMikdash means. Beis HaMikdash means we will feel this. We will feel this in our lifetimes. Everybody will. That's what Mashiach means. We will feel this in our lifetimes. It could very well be this. Many people were not interested in this. You know? And that's the worst part, when a Jew doesn't even realize, well, what am I? So we have a Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash alone is nothing if it doesn't come with that accompanying feeling of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we could build a Beis HaMikdash tomorrow, but wouldn't have any Kedusha. So what does it help?
But it seems like at the end, they had the building, but they lost.
They had it too. So that's the idea that is being brought over here. And there's a lot of explanation that we're going to leave for to next week. But that's the idea. The idea is it's there. We just don't feel it. That's why you should still stand for a person when they're doing a mitzvah. But the idea is we're missing that sense. And this is all fitting into the overall idea. The overall idea, so where's the big smile back from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hashem's smiling at us. So you're already seeing, well, what's the problem over here? There should be all reasons for us to be happy. We should be holy. We should feel connected to Hashem. But we're not feeling it. And that's the problem of the Golos.
So in our generation now, there's not enough tzaddikim or enough intensity in that respect to bring the Beit HaMikdash back? Is that the idea?
That's right. The Beit HaMikdash doesn't come back till it comes back into the people.
Yeah, but it was a physical. It was.
But it was a spiritual connection. You have to feel a spiritual connection.
We don't have enough of that now.
We don't have that spiritual connection. We don't feel anything. We don't feel anything. We don't feel any connection to Hashem when we're doing anything. And that's because we're focusing more on the physical things that creates this barrier. And that's what we have to work on, is that's why the rabbi saying you can't buy new clothes? Why the rabbi saying you can't listen to music? Why the rabbi said you can't go to weddings? Why can't you do these fun things? Because that's all physical things. So get rid of the physical things and start focusing on spiritual things. right? Cut down, especially it's getting 9 days, no meat, no wine. Now the food is really good. You're not enjoying your food. But now, see, we outsmarted God. We've made amazing milchiks now. Milchiks was never a great tasting food. In the eyes of the rabbis, that was, you know, not number one food. So we've now made milchiks. That's right. We say, don't suffer in the 9 days. See? Look at our amazing cheesecakes. Well, those cheesecakes are much tastier than a steak. So we're trying to outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The idea is you're supposed to be cutting back on the physical pleasures. You're supposed to notice that I'm not enjoying this physical world.
The thing, we get the, and we do the what, but not the why. And if you lose the why, then you don't understand.
You're not even doing the walk. You're not even doing the walk. If your foods that you're eating are tastier and more expensive in the 9 days, then what have you accomplished? But the rabbis can't prohibit us from eating everything. So that's where we're at. Okay, we'll continue this exciting idea next week.